We continue our learning. We are in Tamid Perek. Beis Mishnah Hey. Bararu Misham Atzei Te'ena Yafin Lisader HaMa'aracha Shnia Laktoris. So we mentioned the Ma'aracha Gedola. That was for the Karbanos. And there was another arrangement of wood, which the second one, which was for the Ktoris. So now they chose from, they went to the Lishkas HaEitzim. Lishkas HaEitzim was one of the four chambers in the Ezras Nashim. There was the Lishkas HaEitzim, there was the Lishkas HaMitzoraim, Lishkas HaNezirim, and the Lishkas HaShmanim. Lishkas HaShmanim is presumably where they found that little jug of oil in the story of Hanukkah. So those four Lishachos, those four chambers were there for the Mitzorah, for the Nazir, for the wood, and for the oil. So they went into this Lishka to take the wood for the Atzei, for Ma'aracha, for the Ketores. And what did they take? So it says here, they took Atzei Te'ena. So some explain it means not only Atzei Te'ena, it means whatever we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Atzei Te'ena, and Atze and Shel Egos, Atze Eit Shemen, and others claim, no, specifically they took, for the Ketores, they took the Atze Te'ena because this was considered a tikkun. This was a rectification for the Avera of Adam HaRishon. So to have this Zuchus, says Vayisperu Ale Te'ena, Vayasu Lehem Chagoros, so they specifically took the wood of the Te'ena tree for the Ketores. And where did they place it? So the Sadeh Ma'aracha Shnia Shel HaKetores Mikineged Keren Ma'aravis Dromis. Tells you exactly where they would arrange this. They would want to make sure they would have, now this is not where they would burn the Ketores, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos, but rather where they would take the coals, the wood, once it was hot, put on the shovel, and then bring it in to burn the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaZahav. But where was this pile, this wood pile? It was opposite the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Mikineged Keren Ma'aravis Dromis. This, in fact, is based on Pasuk, because then it says in the Mishnah, Mashuch min ha-keren klapei tzafon arba amos. It was, so again, it's in the southwest corner, but it was moved away from the corner 4 amos to the north. So this is, the Pasuk says, and this is with respect to Yom Kippur, in Vayikros Tezayin, the Ketores of Yom Kippur, says, V'lakach meloha machta gach ale'esh me'al ha-mizbech milifnei Hashem, which means that the place from which you take the coals for the Ketores from this Mizbeach has to be lifnei Hashem, which means it needs to be Pesach Ohel Moed. And all Ketores should follow the Ketores of Yom Kippur in such a way. So it has to be from a pile of coals that were Pesach Ohel Moed. So that's what it means, that they would arrange the wood of the Ketores at the southwest corner, but it was towards the north 4 amos, because that was an area which was moved away from that corner a little before Amos towards the north area. That was right in front of the OMO. That was in front of really the middle of the Beis HaMikdash towards the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, etc. So that's why that pile was specifically there. And then it says, Ba'omed Chamesh Sa'im Gecholim. This fire would produce about 5 sa'ah of coals. Uvishabis Ba'omed Shmona Sa'im Gecholim. And our Shabbos, it was larger. We needed 8 sa'ah of coals. Why is that so? Why is Shabbos different? Sheshoma Yunostim Shnei Bazichi Levona Shalechem Apanim. Because on Shabbos, they would have to put the 2 bowls, the 2 spoonfuls of frankincense that were from the Shulchan, from the Lechem Apanim, had to be burned on the Mizbeach. So they needed extra fire, extra coals, for the purposes of burning the Bazichim, those bowls of frankincense. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'evarim v'ha'pidarim shalonis aklu mi'ba'erev machzir nosam la'maracha. So we mentioned how they had to put the fats and the limbs off to the side of the Mizbeach, the ones that were not completely consumed. Now it's time to put them back. Now we put them back onto the main pile of wood so they can be completely burnt. Hitzitzu shtei ha'marachos ba'esh v'yardu vo l'lahem l'shkas ha'gazis. So what do they do? These 2 marachos, the maracha gedola, which was for the karbanos, the maracha of ketores, which was to prepare coals for the ketores, they lit them on fire, and then the kohanim went down and came to the lishkas hagazis, where the next pious, the next ladder we take place, lishkas hagazis happens to be the chamber of hewn stone where the Sanhedrin sat as well. Perikim Mushnav. Omar Lahem Hamamune, the one who was appointed, says, Bova Hafisu, come to the Lishkas Hagazis, come and let's do a lottery. We mentioned, we spoke about the coin and putting out a finger, giving the Mamune finds a very large number, much bigger than the number of Karnim who are there, and then they go around and start with one, take off the hat, etc. This was the second pious. The first pious, as we mentioned, we learned already, was for Trumas Hadesh and Harabas Hadesh. This is the second pious that they had, for the particular tasks that we'll speak about in the Mishnah. Mishochet, number one, who is going to slaughter the Karban HaTavid. Now, we normally say, Shechita is Ksher Bazar, and that Bartanu makes this point. Even a non-Kohen could be involved in the Shechita. So why are only the Kohanim involved? Afal Bishit Shechita Ksher Bazar, he says, Tikkun Bo Pais, they still have a lottery. The Tchilas Avodas HaTavid Hi, V'chaviv Elohu, because it was the beginning of the Avodas HaTavid, and it was very precious to them. Ilo Yatilu Pais, they would, if they wouldn't have a pious for it, they would end up getting into a fight about it. Vasu de sakana, and it ended up being turned into a sakana. So Mishochet was the first, they had a pious for that. Mizorek, who's going to do the Zrika Sadam, and that's not only the Zrika, that's also the Kabbalah. Mi Midash and Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going to clear out the inner Mizbeach and Mizbeach HaZav from the leftover Ktores, the coals from the ashes from the night before. Mi Midash and Menorah, who's going to clear out the menorah. Mi Mala Evarim Lakevish, who's going to make up the limbs up to the ramp of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach HaChitza. Bartuna just points out that the Mishnah is not really in order. The tasks of the Mishnah are not in the same order that they were assigned in this lottery. Let's say, for example, the cleaning of the clearing out of the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the leftover Ktores and the ashes there and the menorah. That took place before the Karban HaTavid was even shechted. So the shechting and the Zrikas Hadam, they were assigned first. So even though that took place only afterwards. And why were they mentioned here? But that's because these were more chashuv, and that's why they were mentioned first, the Mishoch and Mizorek, even though the Dushan Mizbeach HaPrimim and the Dushan HaMenorah was afterwards. And then when we speak about Mimala Evarim Lakevesh, who's going to carry up the Evarim to the up the ramp to be burnt on the top of the Mizbeach, this is not one person, as the Mishnah begins to explain. There were actually 9 Kohanim that were necessary to carry up this the different parts of the Keves of the lamb. Harosh v'haregel, one Kohen would bring, and this is part of the announcement, part of what the Mamuna would announce. One Kohen is going to bring the Rosh and the Regel, the head and the right back leg. Ushtei ha-yadayim, second Kohen is going to bring the 2 front legs. That's what yadayim are, front legs when it comes to an animal. Ha-oketz v'haregel, another Kohen, the third Kohen is going to bring the back portion of the animal and the Regel, which is the left back leg. Hechazev ha-hagera, a fourth Kohen is going to bring the fat of the chest and the neck. Ushtei defanos, the fifth Kohen is going to bring the 2 flanks, the 2 sides of the animal. Ha-kravayim, a sixth Kohen is going to bring the intestines. Vahasolus, the seventh Kohen, the flour, the fine flour that was used. Mincha was brought along. Nesachim included is a minchas nesachim, the yayin as well. Vahachavitin, that was the chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. An eighth Kohen brought the chavitin loaves that were part of the Kohen Gadol's karban. Vahayayin and wine, which is to pour down the mizbeach. And those were, that was the ninth. Hefisu. And so after this announcement, they made this lottery. Everyone put out their finger, and Zacha, Misha Zacha, whoever won, would merit this particular avoda.